This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
Hello, hello, hello. All right, After Party. We're just picking it up from, and it's, of course, every Tuesday. So make sure if you haven't done so yet, go ahead and like, subscribe, rate, review, whatever. All right, it's a very important in this next chapter because that's how we keep the show going. Mm-hmm. It's like an algorithm thing, I think. It sounds ridiculous, but it really helps us out a lot. So if you guys can do that for us, that would be fantastico. All right, so Nate Bargatze is going to be in town. Am I saying his last name correct?
Bargatze.
Again, April 25th, CHI. We're celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Big Party Show, and we're giving away tickets for you guys. So this next keyword, Molly, what's the keyword?
Huskers.
Huskers it is. So go to bigpartyshow.com and put the Huskers word in the keyword. It's right in the contest. Also, on top of that, you'll see all that's there. We're giving away some stuff. We're going to have Rebecca Rosen on again coming up soon, too, in April. Whitney Cummings, she's at the Astro in La Vista. We have a couple pairs of tickets. That's on Friday. And then also the Lancers. They got some good matches coming up. They got Sioux Falls on Thursday. And then Lincoln Stars on Sunday. And that wraps up the season, I believe. And the Lincoln Stars, that is like a rivalry game. Mm. They travel well. So we want to represent because those guys are just, their fans are known for just taking over the venue. This is Lancer's home, not the Stars.
No.
So if you want tickets, we got four packs of that coming at you, man. And by the way, congratulations to the Huskers. They made history twice so far.
That's so great.
They made it to the Sweet 16. I can't even believe it. That game on Saturday night against Vanderbilt. I mean, I haven't seen the Huskers play this great since the beginning of the season when they went 20-0. They're actually playing better. I don't want to jinx them. I should stop talking now.
Yeah.
I'll stop talking now. Yeah.
Yeah. Just quit it. Congratulations.
Yes.
Good luck. That's all we have to say.
Yes,
no further comment. No further comments.
I don't want to jinx them.
Can't. All right,
what do we got here? We got no dumb questions. We got some questions. If you ever want to ask us questions, there's no dumb ones. All right. That's kind of basically it. bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also 402-915-0962. That's that. All right. So what's the deal with the divorced mom core? We'll just
this is interesting.
That.
I find this fascinating and I kind of feel inspired. So there's this trend. It's called divorced mom core. You do not need to be divorced and you do not need to be a mom in order to make this work for you. So that's just the groundwork. It's the idea of decorating your space how you want to. So often when you're in a partnership, everything's a compromise, or you tend to decorate how your partner wants, right? Like it's the path of least resistance. Then all of a sudden you're divorced and you can suddenly decorate a space how you've always wanted to. The reason they call it divorced mom core is because usually in the case of a married mom, you really have like, it's how the kids liked the house to be. It's how my husband liked the house to be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of, like, it wasn't my choice. It was just, that was the couch that worked for our family. That was the room that worked for the kids. They needed some place to play. Now, all of a sudden, they've left the house. You might be single. And you're like, oh, my God, this space is entirely mine. Now, for you, you've got the whole studio basement. You've been able to decorate that however you want.
Yeah, sure.
And I have a studio, but I fall into this trap too. Even in the studio, like I'm afraid to like hammer things into the wall because I'm like, is that too much? Like, am I taking up too much space? Which is weird because this is my space, but I feel that because of my husband. Because he's always like, don't put a lot of nails in the wall.
He's that guy. Oh my God. He's my dad.
Yeah. Are you sure? Measure twice, cut once, that kind of thing. Where I'm just like, and a nail here, and a nail. I mean, partially it's because I'm like, and a nail here, and a nail here. So this idea is that like this divorce mom core is the idea of embracing your space and making it completely your own. No apologies. Who cares what somebody coming over visiting thinks? Who cares? Like you've been, you know, maybe boxed in for most of your life, and now all of a sudden you have your own space. The closest I can think about it is like growing up, getting your own room.
Okay.
And your parents really saying like, do whatever you want. Oh. You can put whatever posters you want on the wall. You can, you know, like if your parents are really cool, they'll be like, before you move in, what color do you want your room painted?
Yes. Got to remember when my sister was young and I was painting also, she had her room and she got to the age where she can pick whatever color mm-hmm. she wants. Right. She picked this bright fluorescent orange.
Oh, no.
With half of the room, and the other half of the room was this bright yellow. I swear, when you turned off the lights at nighttime,
it still glowed.
It still glows. It gave me a headache. And it's still like that to this day.
Like, this is so calming.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's interesting.
So I embrace this because when I was reading about this, I very much, I'm very much that person.
Okay.
I even remember when I lived on my own and I rented an apartment, like I never hung things on the wall. Stuff stayed in boxes. Like I'm too, like, it's like, I'm afraid to take up space. It's a
really?
Weird mental block. Yeah. It's really weird. And I've always been like that. And I don't know if it's because I lived sort of a transient lifestyle where it just seemed like no place was ever home for very long. Like there was always movement. And so I just kind of never got used to making a space my own. So hearing about this was like, it really ignited something in my imagination where I was like, wow, that's a really wild idea. The woman who was writing the article was talking about, she got divorced. She'd been with her partner for 20 years. And then all of a sudden you bust up a house and
20 you know, years,
20 wow. years. And then all of a sudden it's like, my partner took the bookcase or whatever, you know, and then next thing you know, you're like filling the space because there's holes where furniture used to be because, you know, you divided everything up. And then all of a sudden this woman was like, I can get whatever I want. Like yeah. I've always wanted like a really loud couch, but it was always something where my partner never wanted that. And so you compromise because, you know, it's like a shared space. So she went out and got like a super loud, a obnoxious couch that she's like, I love, and I don't care if anybody else likes it. I was like, go.
So why don't you? I mean, if I don't want to talk as if that's going to happen. But what would you like? I suggested to the sweet Wylene, mm-hmm. when we're out on the patio area, I said, why don't we move my recliner out here?
She's like, no. Talk about a woman who like, she's like, God, I wish I just had a space of my own. You're like, I've taken over every part of the house. She's like, this used to be my house. And now it's your house. It's not even our house. Because she's not allowed in the kitchen.
No, because
you've got the studio to
way.
Yourself. Right,
she gets
exactly.
in the way. That's because of the Ugly Cup Cafe. That's the main thing.
Right.
Yeah, because I get up every morning and I go down to the kitchen and I wash her apple and then I cut it up for her and put it in a bag and then I make her a smoothie. And then she comes down and she sometimes likes to stand eat.
Uh-huh.
Right. You know, especially at lunch. She's a stand eater. And I always tell her, I'm like, you're kind of in my way. I have a system here. You know,
she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Am I in your way in our house? You're like, yes. Thank you for
she has
finally
it good.
Acknowledging that.
Yeah, she has it good when it comes to that stuff. But
so that's already two rooms
wow.
that are off the table for her.
Uh-huh.
That are,
no, she
that
can,
are,
She can be down here. She can be down here because she has, this is where she works out. Yeah, she works out right here.
But I just have the other decorated. Like I was going to say, it's not decorated. I mean, besides the treadmill, I didn't really see a whole lot of like Wylene flair down there.
No, there isn't anything. There's that poster that's hers that I talked to her about that too, by the way.
The fact that you can rent a pet. So they've got this poster in their house. It's super cute. I have never seen anything like it. Yeah. It's almost like a scratch off bingo deal where different things you do as a couple, you get to like scratch it off and there's cute little pictures underneath it. And I loved it. But it was really funny, some of the things that are on there, because like one of them was like, rent a pet. I was like, who rents a pet that has not been scratched off?
And then I answered. I said, well, I know people that actually rented goats before for a party. So that's what I'm thinking rent a pet is. Maybe. But you also mentioned fishing.
Yeah, because you fish.
I brought that up to her. Actually, the next day I said, why don't we go fishing sometime? She goes, you can go fishing anytime you want. Just go. I said, no, us. She's like, no, she doesn't want to go fishing.
Come on, Wylene. Don't you want to scratch off one of those boxes? I would be like, I'm such a weird competitor that way. I'd be like, we're scratching off another box this weekend. He'd be like, I don't want to skydive. I'm like, we are skydiving.
Yeah. I'm going to pull it off the wall for Wednesday's podcast. And then we're going to go down that thing.
There was some really cool ones.
There is. It's good ideas. It's funny because I went upstairs and Wylene was watching our wedding video.
Aw.
Yeah, how crazy is that? She found it. It was on one of those USBs. That's, we got married back in 2020 in the backyard because of COVID. And so it was very limited because of COVID. It sucked. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad I wouldn't do a wedding any other way. That was just the perfect day and everything. It was outside.
You got dressed exactly 2 seconds before the wedding, from what I understand. Yes, right? Like you were like, oh, I should probably get dressed. I'm getting married in like a minute.
It was so stinking hot out. It was summertime and it was so hot. And I was wearing shorts and a tank top. And everybody else that showed up was wearing nice stuff. And so I'm like, I'm going to get married and I'm going to go get this suit on real quick. Like 5 minutes before. And then when I'm done, I'm going to take it off and put those clothes back on. That's the beauty of having a backyard wedding at your own house.
Yeah. Seriously. You're like, whatever I want. Flip flop.
Have you ever watched your wedding video? Do you have one?
We did.
Okay, good. Good.
We did watch it.
Always encourage people to do these things. I say you should always watch, if you have it, the video that you propose to, that right there, and or watch your wedding video, because most of the time you get this wedding video, you pay all this money for it, and nobody ever watches it. You watch it one time, maybe two times, but then it just sits there. And it could prevent you from this whole divorce after 20 years deal.
Well, again, like I said, divorce court does not, it's not dependent on you being divorced. Feel free to do this even as a single person. Like that was the thing. She's like, I don't have kids, you know, and I mean, and you could be single and do this. There are people that just, you know, need a little prompting. I do remember us watching our wedding video with the kids. I just want to mention this because it was very funny that, you know, like the kids were little. They're like, Dad, look at your hair. He's like, yeah, that was before kids. All this gray is your fault. He's like, yep, that was when we didn't have children. And now we do, and I have gray hair. Yeah. So there was that. It was really funny. They're like, Mom, you look the same. I was like, I'm raising you guys right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look the same. Yes. You little sons of guns. Ice cream for everyone.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, I'm telling you, this is a must-do. You gotta watch that stuff because it's a big part of your life, you know, and it can rekindle some, you know, because sometimes people get in that relationship where it's just every day, same thing. You know, it's not that you're becoming roommates or whatever. It's because you didn't watch your video.
Yeah, there you go. You're like, how many couples I've seen in this divorce court? Did you watch the video?
Did you
none. 100% none of them have.
Yeah.
Well, I just, if anybody needed to hear the fact that you should, you know, own your space, take up space. I think that's the biggest thing that I got from that is the fact that taking up space. Like, I think it's really hard for me in my own world to do that.
Well, if you wanted to do something to take up your space right now in that studio, what would you do?
I'd start hanging things on the wall. Like, I have stuff hung behind me on account of the fact that, like, we do the podcast and I didn't want just a blank wall where I looked like I was, you know, in prison. Listen, guys, I only get a half an hour and then I got to go back in the cell. So let's hurry up and do this show. I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, you ought to do it. I mean, you ought to own that area. And by the way, the holes in the wall, they have this stuff called spackle. You just put it on there. It fills the hole, Peter. Yeah, just a little tiny little thing. You'll never see it. And most likely, whatever you hang up, you'll never, ever take down anyway. It'll be there forever, or you'll find a picture to put it right on that spot. I think you should just decorate the hell out of that back area of yours right there.
I know. I want to.
You know,
I got these little, there's one right behind me up right there.
What is that?
It's, there are these glass frames that I'm putting all of these little prints in. I've got these like little tiny prints that, an artist makes. And then I found, glass frames that are the same size. And so you can hang them all. And I want to hang like a wall of them because I have like 20 of them.
What are the prints of, again, something that you found or?
Yeah, I can show you one. Hold on.
Okay. All right. By the way, if you're not watching, you can actually listening. I don't know what you're saying. Okay. All right. That looks like a bar of soap and a razor. I don't know what that is, but.
It's a sardine.
That's a sardine. Okay. Well, see, that's why Peter's like, don't put holes in
I know. He's like, what kind of weirdo stuff are you going to start putting up? That's right. Sardines, birthday cakes.
Yeah.
I've got a ton of them.
I'm looking around and everything I've put up is mine.
Yeah, it is.
I did kind of own this thing. But yeah, just do it, people. Live a little. Life is so short, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because, I mean, I went to high school in Germany, so I have a lot of friends all over the world. But we keep, thank God for Facebook on that. But I get to see everyone get older, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a weird thing to see because it's like you remember them looking so young, and then now they look so damn old.
You're like, you are not aging well. I'm like, don't invite him to the reunion. He's a buzzkill. Constantly running. I'm like, do I look that bad?
Yeah.
You're like, excuse me? You're like, you heard me. You look beat up. Do I look that beat up? I can't see my face. You're like, you're going to look pretty beat up. You keep talking like that. It's going to be like real beat up.
I don't look the same as in my face because of my, you know, because I'm fatter than I was in high school. I was
and
chiseled.
The hair thing.
You had
don't
to say
that.
Don't
forget the hair thing. Don't forget the hair thing.
And the hair thing.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. No dumb questions. Are you ready for one?
I am ready.
All right. Here we go. This is from Danielle. 29. You don't have to throw your age out there, people. You don't have to do that. My boss's job just opened up. Is it shady to apply without telling them first? Telling who?
Who do you have to tell?
Is it shady to apply without telling them first? I wonder who them is. Telling
I mean, I think it's always good to like if you've got a good relationship with your boss and obviously they're moving on or moving up and you're interested in their position, I think it's always a good idea to have a chat just because maybe they can help you, like give a recommendation or, you know, I mean, they're currently in the job and people are and they're a part of the hiring committee or whatever. That always helps to have somebody on your side.
Yes,
it's like, you
for
know
sure.
what? Danielle's actually interested. She's been with the company for 5 years. I've been her boss. I can say as her, you know, leader that she's been always stepping up or what have you. I mean, it's always good to have somebody championing for you.
For sure. I mean, just don't, like, I just watched the show Paradise, right? And then the lady got passed over from a job promotion, right? And mm-hmm. so she was telling this girl who's, like, working with her, she's a crazy woman, she said he only got the job because he has a penis. So she showed up, that girl showed up at the house and cut his penis off.
What show are you watching? My God.
She went back to the lady's house and she's like, hey, she had a box or a gift or something like that. And so
with
she
his
goes,
stuff inside?
Well, the leader chick goes, oh my God, I can't believe Fred. Someone attacked him in his house and he's in the hospital right now. And then the girl goes, does this mean that you'll be up for the job, the promotion? And she looked at her and said, what? And she goes, what's in that? She goes, well, you said that he only got the job because he has a penis. The scene's changed.
Wow. Is the girl who did it, like, is she, I mean, literal? Oh, like, is show. It a robot where it's like, you said this and that is why I did.
They call her a killer. When she, put it this way, this earlier when she, there's this message saying, all right, this baby's going to be born on this date at this time. It's a mm-hmm. killer. It's a killer. So I'm guessing they're all going to kill this thing. And this thing grew up to being the way she is because her mom hated her and all that stuff. So she went through all this training and she hears people talking and she has no emotion and she's hot. And she just has no.
They're like, and she's totally beautiful. You're like, yes. Yeah, I get it. Yep.
Don't do that. You should watch that show, Molly. That show is so stinking good.
I don't know. I'm reassessing your recommendation. I'll put that in the suggestion box.
All right.
Yeah, I would say, Danielle, it's always good to recruit, you know, some supporters.
I wish I knew who them was, though. I mean, that's
I will
that's
say
a
this.
Little...
If you are in a position where you don't have a good relationship with your supervisor, I mean, then maybe that's what she's talking about. Like, do I give them the heads up where they can sabotage me?
Yeah.
Or do I go ahead and bypass the supervisor who's been a thorn in my side and just go right to the hiring committee? Ugh. In which case, that's a whole different landscape.
That's a whole different game.
A thing. Like, is the supervisor staying in the company or are they going bye-bye? Now, if they're going bye-bye, it's easy to do it and not necessarily include them. If they're staying in the company,
yeah, because if the boss is getting promoted, I don't know. Do bosses ever get demoted without getting fired and let go? I don't know.
You can be relieved of your duties. You can be sidelined.
Be careful what you wish for, though, Danielle, because, you know, that's... Because,
you know, boxes
could be,
full
could
of
be
gifts.
It could be very hard. It could be not worth the effort or the work sometimes, you know. It's not about... It really isn't about... I mean, it is about money on some aspect. I get it. But sometimes it's not. You know, it's about you waking up and being happy that you're waking up. And that's what I always said... to myself that when I was doing morning radio, I always said the day that I wake up and I'm not happy about waking up is the day I need to find a new job.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's very important. And I try to instill that stuff with the boys a little bit. Because when you're at a certain age, all you want to do is make a ton of money, Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people that have maneuvered through that and made a ton of money and was like, ugh, this is not good. Just don't cut off the penis.
Yeah. Don't go doing that. That is no way to get ahead in life.
No, not at all. All right. Here's a relationship question right here. Oh. No dumb questions. Here we go. All right. My boyfriend never posts me on social media. Not one photo. We've been together for 2 years. Meanwhile, he posts his golf foursome every Saturday. Should I be worried or am I just being dramatic?
I don't think it's, I mean, some people are very private about their romantic life. And even though they're in a committed relationship, they don't put it on blast. And the foursome, golf foursome, is just like a fun thing that people can relate to, or like, we did another weekend.
Or maybe he doesn't, maybe, or go ahead.
No. I don't necessarily think that it's a red flag, but I do think it's something where if it bothers you, it's worth talking about. I mean, if it's something where it's like, is this intentional, or can you explain to me why? I mean, it's your page. You can do whatever you want with it, but I just feel sort of excluded, and we're a couple.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that he's probably not interested in you any longer. He doesn't want his family to know about you. You're just the flavor. You're just the flavor right now. She did not leave a name or age. I'm kidding. I know the feeling, because you would eventually feel a little, I think a little like that. Like, God, do you not like me? Do you not, you know?
I was just thinking, like, I don't post my husband.
You don't?
I mean, no.
I guess you don't. Mm-mm. I don't post Wylene. I mean, you guys must be, they're a new couple. Wylene and I used to post each other all the time when we haven't done that in a while.
You still post her?
No, I don't think I really do. I haven't in a while. I need to get back on that. Oh, wait, this is from Wylene. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, she's like, calls coming from inside the house.
Exactly.
I don't necessarily think, I think it's so interesting now that is sort of one of that those, a dating thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Hard launch. You went Instagram official. I mean, that's like a whole aspect of dating, you know, like, are you guys going to be like official, like Instagram official? And you're like, I don't know if we're there yet.
It's like, jeez.
But married for like 2 years before I got you, because on Facebook, you can't just say you're married to somebody.
You got to say who it is.
You
right?
can say you're married, but if you want to link it to somebody, they have to accept. Because otherwise you could just go saying like, yeah, I'm married to whoever. And it's like, no, you're not. So I remember Peter putting that, and I got like a notice like, so-and-so is trying to say that you guys. And I was like, I don't know. Are we?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. Oh, yeah, you're right. Mine is, God, look at that. If you ever want to know when you were married, I guess our date is, we have it on the wall. You saw it.
Yes.
July 10th, 2020. Yeah, it says it right here to Wylene.
So she accepted.
Yeah. So what if I change that?
How would you want to change it?
Just not say that I'm married.
Well, that'll probably alert her. Just to let you know, you're like, I want to keep my social media options open. She's like, oh, they're going to be wide open. And I hope you enjoy Divorce Mom Core, because you're going to find yourself very available.
Yeah. Yeah. But all right. So on this one, though, I mean, he is just a boyfriend, but not one photo of them together. Not one stinking photo.
Yeah,
2 years. I mean, that's weird to me. I'm not trying to panic you, but it's like,
it's worth the conversation.
Yes, it is. And I
don't
think you're being dramatic.
Watch how squirrely he gets. I mean, if he's suddenly like, I mean, that'll be your litmus test, right? Is like, is he like, oh my gosh, I like, yeah, I guess I just am silly. Like, I just always think of it as an afterthought. Let me fix that. Or if he's like, stuff things, and you'd be like, I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know about the stuffing things answer.
I don't know how you would address that. You would feel kind of silly. It is just social media.
Not necessarily. Like, you're like, you know what? Because it's bothering you. It's obviously bothering someone.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
not
and so
one
it's,
photo.
If it's worth a conversation.
All right. So have that conversation. And don't cut off his penis.
Just be prepared for really bad cancer.
Don't cut off his penis.
No, don't. Don't.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Tomorrow is another episode of The Big Party Show, mm-hmm. Wednesday's edition. Also, YouTube. If you're watching, you know, if you are listening and you know there's no video, there is a video. We have a new channel, so we're broadcasting our own channel now. So basically, The Big Party Show is 100% under one roof, and that's our roof. So yeah, you can watch on YouTube. Just look for The Big Party Show. And that's both After Party and Big Party Shows on the same thing. So there you have it. We'll see you on Wednesday. Be nice to yourselves and do yourself good.